My name is Lola Sheridan, and the date is February 17, 1996. I am in the Portbury home of Mrs. Vera Rundle, who, with her husband, had a hardware business in Sunderland for several years. Mrs. Rundle, I have many questions to ask you, but could we first talk about your store and business? I understand that the business had belonged to your father-in-law. Do you know what year it was that he bought the business?
1908. It might have been 1909. But him around that time.
Mm-hmm. And how long did he have the business?
Until after the war. Let me see. Until 1924.
Mm-hmm. Now, your husband must have worked in the store. He helped in the store.
Yes, helped in the store when he was through school, and then he went overseas for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so he grew up with the hardware store, and he knew all about it. And so when
and they sold Infamous, so the International Harvester Infamous.
And so you had those big doors on the front. So
they were there.
So it had been a hardware store previously?
No. But I'm really not sure whether it was a machine shop or what the man had before. I've heard them say, but I can't be sure.
There were big doors at the very back.
That was to bring in the freight.
Yes.
Sometimes the cartons were huge.
Yes.
And they were mostly were made of wood in those days.
So then when your husband came back from the war, he just spoke there?
He kind of got forced into it, really. Because his father and mother wanted to go out west to visit her brothers. She had two in Sault Ste. Marie, and two in Saskatchewan, and she wanted to go out and see them. And now she was left to go back to the store, and we just stayed.
Mm-hmm. And when did you go to Sunderland?
I can't remember how many years we lived in the manse, but we must have been there 5 or 6 years anyway before I was married. And then Mother and Dad moved to Gorbey. And I was married.
What year was that?
1924.
Uh-huh. Okay. And I was wrong in thinking that your father was the minister of the United Church.
Mm-hmm.
You said that he was the minister of the Presbyterian Church.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And where was the Presbyterian Church?
Or the Mason.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you lived in the United Church, which is now the United Church Manse.
It was the Methodist.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But you lived in that manse.
Oh yes.
Yes.
That was the Presbyterian manse at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And the parsonage for the Methodist was on the back street. You followed the old highway down a block and went down, let me think. Did you know Cecil Real?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was the Methodist parsonage.
So then when you were married, you just automatically went up
into the house. Because Grandpa and Grandma bought a house in the back street.
Yes. Uh-huh. And how many years did you and your husband?
I was married 24 and a half years.
24 and a half. That's good. And your children grew up?
In Sunderland.
Yes.
And then went to Toronto to go to school and finish their education and get jobs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm married.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm interested in the overhanging sign that went over this mm-hmm. street, and it's a very unique shape.
It was, as far as I know, it was there, but I don't know whether Grandpa had it made or whether it was there before.
Mm-hmm. So when you took over the store, you just had to change the initial, did you?
That's all. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many years Grandpa had it from 1908 or 9 until 24.
Mm-hmm.
When Alistair bought it. Well, he may have bought it a year ahead. He may have bought it in 23.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the year I was born. No, it's a very unique sign, though, and I'm pleased that we have it because
it's different to any that I've yeah. ever seen yeah. because they're usually just straight,
uh-huh.
whatever.
Uh-huh. When we first took the store to make it into a drugstore, Mr. Bag was cleaning out the back garage uh-huh. that he had there and didn't know what to do with it, so I said, don't throw it out. Because one day we'll have a historical society. Uh-huh. So we have it, and we hope to have it on display for around the end of March
uh-huh.
at the town hall. So now, you were talking earlier about the warehouse. Now, that was the building just east of, wasn't it?
Yes. And the people that bought it from us did some fixing to the upstairs to use it.
Uh-huh.
And I really don't know what it was like because I never saw it again inside.
Mm-hmm.
So I really can't say much about it.
Yeah. And so what would you store in there?
Binder twine, meat, and chicken grit. Anything that was bulky.
Yes.
And that. Barbed wire and fencing and things that took up a lot of room, and we didn't have room in the store.
Yes.
But then, of course, combines came in, so then there wasn't binder twine needed.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh yes, I think we had lead pipe in those days. And the machine to thread them, and by threading them, it's to put the ring so that something could be screwed and fastened into it.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband could do that kind of work. And, anything that there wasn't room for it in the store.
Mm-hmm. Getting back to the church, what was life like in the church in those days? I'm sure there was a large congregation.
Packed.
Yes.
And in our case, I don't know about the other church, the Baptist church was closed when we first went there, but it opened late. And our children were, going to school, and sometimes they went to their Sunday school on Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Something to do and among their friends.
Mm-hmm.
But our own church would be pretty well built. And Sunday night, a lot of the boys would bring their girlfriends to church,
mm-hmm.
which I doubt if they do today. And I got to know a lot of the Wick people that way, but of course they're all related to the Rumbles anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Through Grandma Rumble, because she was a Thorburn, married a Ferguson, and if we aren't related to one, we're related to the other. They all came from the Isle of Mull.
Or was raised in?
It's still standing, it was.
In Sangay?
No, south of Crestwell.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Because We saw through it, oh, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. The young fellow makes, who was there then, people change, so, but he made antique furniture, the type that appeared like that, I think. And he used the old log house as his workshop. The barn had been burned a few years before, the log barn. So
what, getting back to the church again, there were the ladies' groups, of course. And were there midweek girls' groups of, like the HCJIT and the Mission Band?
There was a Mission Band, which I belonged to. And Mrs. Baker, that's Jean's mother, was, see, the Missionary Society had to have someone represent them with our Mission Band. And Jean's mother was our representative. And many a Valentine's tea we had at the Baker's house. Farm house that, I don't know whether Roberts live in it now, but do they still live in the same houses? It's just outside of town.
And the Mission Band used to work there?
Well, no, they met at the church, but we had a Valentine tea, and then we had it at our place once, and we had it at Mrs. Quinn's, which was a bungalow down on the 2nd Street down. And out to Baker's, I think it would be more than once. And it, for luncheon, basically, afternoon tea always consisted of French pastry with chicken, bean chicken, and then fancy cakes and so on. So that was kind of a tradition.
Can you tell me any stories about the town hall?
It was built at the time when my father-in-law was on the council. And I can't tell you what year it was. Because it was before my time.
Sure. But do you remember what activities there were in the town hall? The dances.
There was lots of dances that we attended. And there was plays. Art Walsh, I know, was in one of them. No, the Welshes had the mill, the grain mill, which I don't know what it is now, down behind the farm at the end of the street near where the railroad used to be. And a lot of young people took part in the plays, and school concerts, and other kinds of concerts. And while we're talking about churches, is the Anglican church closed?
No.
It isn't, because I'd heard the rumor that they were running into difficulties, and that they were on close, and I felt so badly, because Alistair and I went for a little while to the United Church, but then we went to the Anglican church.
They built a big addition at the back. The congregation is quite small, I think, but this is a very nice addition.
Now, I was telling you about the dentist. They lived in the brick house that was just behind the church. And that's where he had his offices.
Oh, I see. Behind the Anglican church.
There's just a... There was only one house there then. Maybe there's more now, I imagine. Because the street just went to his house.
What was, oh, the school was behind the Baker's house.
The school was down on the highway.
Okay. Uh-huh. The original one. Mm-hmm. I never been to it.
Yes.
And now, Sunnydale. No, well, that was the Bach house then.
Mm-hmm.
The Bach house. Can you tell me the stories about it? It was a hotel.
It was a hotel. And the travelers used to have a room to the east. When you went in the door, it was to your right, where they would put their samples out. Although the hardware, they never did. They brought it right to our store. So I really don't know what it was like. But Mr. Panman, who was the manager or owner, I don't know which, at that time, was our choir leader. And I know I have been in the kitchen, because I'd go right through. Dad would sometimes give me the list of hymns that he wanted Mr. Panman to see whether they could have them for the Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd go right through and give it to Mrs. Panman if he wasn't around.
Mm-hmm.
The bar was at the left-hand side, but I don't think they sold liquor. I really don't think that was allowed at that time.
No. I enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
Can you go down the business? I don't know how well you can see this, the business section. This would be, remember the other day you were saying there was a barbershop across from the store? Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. This was down this way.
Oh, I see.
Is that a house where it used to be the Betts, and it was Mrs. Dusto's before that. Can't tell you who had it before that. But do you remember when Carl Humphrey?
Yes.
Well, isn't that?
This is his barbershop. Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, to me, it looked as if that could have been Flakler's jewelry store.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Phil St. John had a feed shop here.
Uh-huh.
And Bestrix had a grocery store here at the corner.
Uh-huh.
And Walt Bestrix married Ruth Maughan. And they lived upstairs.
Mm-hmm. And then,
where is he? I mean, I was trying to think of the barber the other day in the tailor shop. Yeah. He was our brother.
Oh.
And he employed two or three girls to do tailoring. And they had a back room behind the barber shop.
Mm-hmm.
And the Breathers lived upstairs. And what is this name? It was Mr. Miller, but I can't think of his first name, had a grocery store down here and Pinkham's furniture store.
Mm-hmm.
Was next. Oh, and there was a shoe repair place in between. Mr. Harris had it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the, I can't remember whether it was winter or summer, he went to Quebec City and he was the head waiter for one of the big hotels there. And then, of course, there was the Brockhurst, the hotel.
Well, the hardware store.
Oh, yes. That was Bagshaw's.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it was before Bagshaw took
over. Oh, I think one time it was a bank. Because there was a bank.
I know. It was a home bank.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It went broke.
Mm-hmm.
And on the corner, where the the curve is now, was 3 or 4 stores. There was Doyle's grocery store to the east, and Bagshaw's Hardware was there to begin with. And then they bought the property for the other property. And on the corner was Hayes grocery store and a restaurant thing and the post office. And as you go down the highway, there was Mr. Wakeman. He was the tailor. But then he bought what used to be, I believe they call it the Nipissing House.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. But they have a good so that, but that building was burned in the fire.
That was that area.
So.
And Taylor's were on the corner. I don't know where Taylor's had been, and then they went to Beaverton and were there a number of years, and Mr. Johnson had that corner store. When his wife died, she died at an election meeting, heart condition. And Margaret Miller was their his housekeeper for a while. And then I don't know where he went, unless it was Toronto, but the children were grown up by that time.
But the Snowballs, I think, had it
removed. Yes, they took over after Warren Taylor was there.
Yeah. So then, where Velma and Jimmy Miller lived, and then there were a couple of stores in there.
Bob Charter had a butcher shop, but,
yes.
But Mr. Christie had it before Bob took over. Mm-hmm. And there was a grocery store because Lex Gordon had it. Lex was another relative. But this was a mix-up.
The Oldfields would have been on the corner.
Yes, so they were on the corner. But Baker Thompson was there before.
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They were there when we came.
Uh-huh. Now, so then the drugstore was next.
Yes,
was
Andersons were there when... who had it before? Not in our time. Andersons were there when we came.
There was a Mr. Green. Was he before Anderson? Or?
The name doesn't ring a bell. Mm-hmm. But because the Andersons were there when we moved to Sunday. And were there when we left, although Anderson, Mr. Anderson and Mrs. Anderson had passed away. But Mrs. Dunshy was still there. But I don't know. Oh, Mr. Good, or Gould. Mr. Gould ran the drugstore for a little while. He was married to one of Jimmy Anderson's sisters, and those are brothers. But they got rid of the store because there was nobody to run it.
No. And they'd have to have a registered pharmacist.
Yes, well, of course, Mr. Gould was.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Nipissing Hotel, now that was just a hotel.
Yes. Yes, and that new part was all added since we had something. Mm-hmm. That was for the time we had the children there.
No, I mean the Nipissing, not the Brothel.
Oh, yes, the one up here.
Yes.
Now let me think.
Can you tell me anything about it?
I can't remember what was there in the beginning.
There were 2 or 3 stores.
Yes, there was the gents' furnishing. Mm-hmm. and well, Bowling Green for a while. The Bowling Green was in behind it when we were there. And Gordon's Garage was next. And, there was a blacksmith shop next. You know the pig farm that was under him? Well, his wife lived there before when it was a farm. Her mother and sister lived there until they passed away. Where Mrs. Beaton, no, Mrs. They came from Wick. And they were late. Her grandmother was a cousin of my mother-in-law's. Katie's had it too. And they had a blacksmith shop just down on the brow of the hill. But I don't know what's there now. I've never been down that way.
The fair, the Summer Room Fair, do you have any special memories about it?
All I can remember is we always fed a lot. Well, I'll tell you, my brother-in-law from Brooklyn showed cattle at Lindsay Fair. And between the last day of Lindsay Fair and Summer Room Fair was the next week on a Wednesday, Tuesday and Wednesday, but really it was Wednesday that they brought the stuff in. Instead of carting it all the way, their cows all the way back to Brooklyn, they put them up in the sheds, up, and the boys stayed at our house. So I always had two or three of the artists and boys with at our place. But then friends from a distance that knew Sunderland, and quite often we had them, so I usually had my table set in the dining room and the kitchen, because I knew it would be occupied.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But you didn't show, did you show your handiwork?
No, I didn't have much time for handiwork other than knitting. Although one thing I was proud of, I didn't consider myself much of a seamstress, but the Institute, Red Cross put a display one year at the fair, and one of the dresses was the one I had made, so I was quite proud of myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We haven't been with home. Now we have a picture here of the 1926 Businessmen's Club. And I'll just read these off. Ray Doble, the teacher.
Yeah, well, he died here a few years ago from heart. I believe they brought him from Florida.
Oh, did
they? And his wife has had a bad heart attack this winter.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Johnson, storekeeper.
Yes, well, that's where Taylor's were. Major.
Oh, yes. William Snodden, farmer.
Yes.
John. Sorry?
They had, if it's the one I think I know, it was two or three boys.
And John Gordon, the garage.
Yes.
Borden Hall, the restaurant.
That's where Fred Wakeland had his gents furnishings at one time.
Mm-hmm. Perry McGregor, shoe repair.
But he sold shoes.
And Jim Christie, the butcher.
Yes. I believe he came from Port Perry.
Yes, I love the Christian name. Wilfred Haney, Farm Machinery.
It was next to our warehouse.
Oh, yes. Stan Young, bank employee.
Yes. I did, can't say that I knew him greatly because he was in Toronto.
Elkin Bagshaw Hardware Store.
My brother-in-law.
Jim Anderson, the druggist.
Our neighbor.
Jim Thompson, son of Baker.
Yes.
And Lorne Pinkham, the undertaker.
Yes.
And Fred,
he had four boys. I went to school with one of them.
Fred Wakeland, the tailor.
Yes.
And Billy Phillip, the town counselor.
Yes, in fact, I think he was the reed for a while.
And Harry Purvis, farmer.
Yes.
And I'm
not sure whether he didn't have something to do with the council at one time.
John McKinnon, general store.
Yes, well, he came, I think he and his wife came from Port Perry. But, there was another family that were there, and they moved here. And the son still lives here.
Bill Harris, sugar pen.
Yes.
Wes Miller, grocery store.
Yes. Now, did you know Mabel Miller? Well, this is her father.
Oh. Well, the Mabel Miller I knew was Mrs. Miller.
Oh.
So I don't know who she was.
No.
Oh, I know Mabel Miller. Yes, she was deaf.
Was she? But they lived way down on the highway. That was her father.
And Joe Thompson, insurance agent.
I'm not sure about him. Just who he was.
And Dr. Paul.
Yes, he was the one that delivered two of our children.
And Baker Thompson.
Yes.
Grocer.
Well, his son was back here.
So that was in 1926.
And their older daughter, that's Baker Thompson's oldest daughter. When we lived in Collingwood, we lived on Maple Street. And the doctor lived almost right behind us on Elm. And we didn't know of any of them in Sunderland at that time. But how close you can be in the
small world.
Yes. And Florence, the other doctor, married the youngest son of Dr. Paul.
Okay, now, this is the class of 1940, and Isabel Wallace at the top here.
Oh, yes.
And Irene, your Irene.
Yes.
And then
she looks like Jean.
Yes.
I never saw her look so much like.
And a Newell girl.
Yes. Now, her mother is, they were new. He worked for the railway. So they weren't originals any way we were. But the mother's down in the other senior building here in town.
And Kay.
Or at least she was.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Kay.
Charlie Kelly.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And then the third row, Gord Pinkham.
He was the teacher now. There was Earlby, Gordon, Wes, and Ralph Pinkham. And I went to school after Gord went Wes was in the same grade as I was.
Irene Sherwood. And there's Margaret Newell.
Yes.
Harvey
they lived out west. They're out east of Sunderland.
Mm-hmm. And Harvey Horn.
Yes.
And Marvin Smith.
Can't explain him.
And Bruce Young.
Yes.
And Wilf Burris.
Oh yeah, they lived. I don't know where his parents lived, but he came and stayed with his aunt and uncle. I believe his sister came too, and went to school. Maybe it was handier for them to get to school. Mm-hmm.
And then Evelyn Wright.
Oh yes.
And Connie Welsh.
Yes. Connie was head of the operating room of the head nurse in, I forget what, hospital. And my daughter-in-law was in the hospital, and Alec met her and had quite a visit with her. Mm-hmm. She's dead now.
Norma Wilson.
Oh, yes. Norma.
And Betty Lambert.
Yes.
And there's Bly Cotton.
Yes. Our girls used to spend a lot of time with Bly Cotton.
Yes. Jean Gordon.
Yes. But she goes over at Ivy. Mm-hmm. Or at Jennifer.
Yeah. And Marion Haney.
Yes.
And Verna Captain.
Yes.
And Ruth McMullen.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. We have a Roy. Well, probably his brother. Paul Farrell.
Yes.
Ray Miller.
Yes. Now, Ray is, homemaker on Tuesday, her brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. And Keith McGregor.
Oh, yes.
And Jack Gordon.
Yes.
And Tom Welsh.
Yes. And Tommy is his sister. Mm-hmm.
And Charlie Faker.
Yes.
And Floyd Neal.
Hello. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if there are some more. Back row, starting over here. Cameron Glover.
Oh, yes.
Doug Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Ernest Somley.
Related to the Rundles.
Oh, really? Howard Gordon.
Yes, he babysat for us quite often.
Uh-huh. And Harry Bagshaw.
Yes.
Matt McLeod.
Yes.
And Royce Thompson.
Oh, yes.
And Harry Gundenning.
Yes. He was related to the Bagshaw, to some of the Bagshaws.
And Bruce Tolker.
Yes.
And Speedy, Speeder Wakeland.
Oh, mm-hmm. That was his name. I never heard him called Speeder. I have to ask him.
And starting over here, Bessie Kay.
Oh, yes. Now, she was the teacher.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And later on.
Yes, yes. Louise Coburn.
Mm-hmm.
Tweedeth Shire.
Yes. She taught Sunday school in mm-hmm. the Anglican Church. Mm-hmm.
Noreen Doble.
Noreen, well, there's so many Dobles.
Mm-hmm. Kathleen Songley.
Yes, another relative of the Rundles.
Clara Snodden.
Yes.
May Baker.
Yes, there was a May mm-hmm. Baker.
And Rita Gordon.
Yes. And that's Jack Gordon's daughter.
Oh. Daughter or sister?
Daughter.
Did Jack? Oh.
To the one that had the bridge.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary Doble.
Mary Doble.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then over here again. We're doing it the opposite way.
Yes.
John Flagler.
Yes. Lived in behind us.
Uh-huh. And Angus Staten.
Yes. Now his Let's see. He was the father of Carl, I think. I better not say. And
George Derwin?
Oh, yes.
Huh? And Howard Shire?
Well, I don't know which Shire that was.
Muriel Snook?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And Faye Phillip?
Yes. Faye was the younger one. Lived next to the manse. The manse was right here, and the road ran down here, and she lived in here.
And Marjorie Leask?
Yes.
And Isaac Glover?
Yes. Another relative.
Mm-hmm. And George Shire. Mm-hmm. And then in the front here, Gerald McKinley. Yes. And Burton.
I went to school with some of the McKinley girls.
Yes. And there's Burton.
Burton Bagshaw, my nephew.
And Tom Clapham.
Yes. He came from England and lived with his uncle and aunt. His sister was with them before, and she married, a chap from up around Lawrenceville.
And Gerald Peel.
Can't say if I know him. Yeah.
You were telling me earlier about Mrs. Rundle curing a little boy who had swallowed something. Can you tell me that story?
He swallowed some carbolic acid. And I don't know what my mother-in-law did for him, but it saved his life, although his lips had a few marks on them. Not bad, but enough to know that he had had something go wrong at some time in his life.
And so she,
but he lived a good many years.
And she made him bring up that
sister's stomach. She must have. Because there's nothing else that would get rid of it.
No. So she knew all these old cures, did she, or remedies?
Well, she was pretty good in that, the name of the nurse.
Yes.
She'd have made a good nurse. And a lot of people at that time would come to her for help.
By your father's name, and we have not recorded.
My father's name was Walter Cannon. And he was the last Presbyterian minister before Church Union. And he married Jesse and Ted Thompson. There were others, but they weren't local people, because some of them belonged to other congregations but came back to him to be married. And he christened Jean Baker, and I can't think of any others just at the moment. Young People Society in our church, and I imagine the Methodists did too. And the social nights, we had them in the manse. We'd have to bring every chair we had in the house down to make sure that we had enough chairs. But it got a little too big, so then we went to the council chamber. And I was told the other day that they moved to Cannington.
Yes.
Too bad. Too bad as far as the building is concerned. I don't know otherwise.
I certainly hope that they never get rid of that building. I don't think they will now.
Well, of course it will be used for concerts and dances, will it not?
Well, they don't have dances there now, but they do have the music festival, which is on right now. And Dr. Octoloni, who was an adjudicator for it one time, he was with Timothy Eaton, he said it's one of the best buildings as far as acoustics is concerned. So I hope they do it.
Makes me feel very happy because my father-in-law was on the council at that time when this has been built.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you the capacity,
mm-hmm.
but they have always regretted. They sent a letter asking us to get a picture of them to put in the pictures that they have, and it was at the time when Alistair had his stroke, and I wasn't able to look after it. But my dad's picture, by the way, is in the Masonic Temple, because they, sometime before that, they asked for it, and I got a picture enlarged. I didn't have one of him alone, but he was sitting in a rocking chair at a christening, and I took the face and marked it, and they enlarged it, and I sent it up. But I've always regretted that I haven't had one for Grandpa Alistair, as I say, wasn't well in it.
Mm-hmm. So. I'll have to look for that picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.